Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good afternoon. Welcome to our daily drop content of things where we talk about what happened on Big Brother Canada 11 in the drops they give us. And today we're going to talk about that. And I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong. And with me to do it today is Chantel. How you doing, Chantel?
I'm like Oats calling on Taryn.
Oh, yeah.
That said, I'm doing okay. I have to say I'm feeling, I don't know if it's like disrespected, but I'm like, I want to watch content, right? I want to see what's going on. I want to understand these people in this house. I want them, they think that we're watching them and like, I want to give that to them. And then we get a drop like we got today that It doesn't matter at all. Like, I did not need this drop. And I'm wondering, why are they giving it to us? Why did they need us to sit through this hour and a half of content out of the entire day? So I'm just a little frustrated. Obviously, I'm happy to talk to you about anything Big Brother wise, but I wish that we had something more juicy to kind of dive into.
Yeah, you know, people make this joke a lot, but this really is like the epitome of this one. This one really,
Okay, so how long do you think, maybe we should get the chat in on this. Like, how long in seconds do you think this entire recap is going to be?
I think if we make 10 minutes, I'll be surprised.
Exactly.
We might be talking more about the update and lack of right? than the actual stuff, because there's really, I mean, I
even watched the extended scenes.
Yeah.
Like, which was a little bit more content than the content we got, kind of.
Yeah. Well, I mean, basically the email is that the veto ceremony happened. Daniel went through with the plan. He used the veto on Ty. And we found out that Claudia was named as the replacement nominee. We don't really know anything beyond that.
But I thought that this was like, okay, so I wasn't sure if she was going to put up Santina or Claudia, but I think that Claudia was a better... Sorry, that's what who did I say?
Santina. Who did I say?
You know what I meant, though, obviously. Yeah. And I don't know these players well enough to like get their names right all the time. So yeah, Claudia going up, it puts, we'll say, Ty in a kind of a predicament. So I thought that was a strong decision of Santina making that choice. But yeah, that's about it for speculation and talks about strategy, I think.
Yeah, we did not get any conversation between anybody and Santina about this decision, about why she made her decision. We did not get any conversations between Daniel and Ty, or any real conversations with Ty at all about what, you know, happened with this veto. We can only assume, and I think it's safe to, that Dan is pretty much a goner here with Ty pretty much, you know, I would assume campaigning for Claudia, everyone else campaigning for Claudia to stay and for Dan to go. It seems like a pretty done deal. That's it. That's
well, I mean, content wise, we did watch a few of them study.
Yes.
A little bit.
Hope, Jonathan, and Santina spent some time studying. This was one of the only noteworthy things. This is usually like a side note, like a very brief side note of a normal live feed update is like, by the way, just so you're aware, we watched some studying and so-and-so is good and so-and-so is bad. It's like the most of what I have for today, which is that Hope, Jonathan, and Santina studied. Hope was really grilling Jonathan and Santina. Jonathan just could not keep it straight. He was doing okay, but like he could not get through like a single series of questions without getting one wrong.
And they're only going up to day 13. I'm like,
well, like, at first, yeah. And so it was not a great performance by Jonathan. Santina also was like, oh yeah, I'm also really bad. I didn't actually see her get questions wrong though, and we know that like this is kind of a go-to of hers to be like, oh, I'm so bad at math. Mm-hmm. So she could be faking that she's bad at this, but she was like, I'm with you, Jonathan. I'm getting it wrong. Hope seemed very on top of it. Granted, it's easy to be on top of it when you're the one asking the questions, because you're only going to ask questions that you know. But Hope seems to be pretty on top of this stuff. Jonathan definitely was not performing super well. But this is the sort of thing. You can be not performing super well, and then you study a bunch and then you get better. So, you know, it's not necessarily like always going to be this way.
And like he hadn't studied and all of a sudden Hope comes out with like pop quiz time and it's like, whoa, I'm not ready for the pop quiz yet. I think that he's going to be fine when it gets to the point of having to need that information. So yeah, I think he's still in a good place. Mm-hmm.
They also, Daniel walked in and got a little bit quizzed, and he fumbled a little bit at the start and then had all the details ready to go after that.
They made some dinner.
Some weird rice, according to Daniel.
And some salmon, I believe some
salmon,
some seasoned salmon, or not seasoned enough to some. Yeah.
The reason why we are very sure that Claudia is the replacement here is that she pulls Dan away and says, and they aren't we in a pickle, the two of us? Obviously, this sucks. We both have to campaign, but I have nothing bad to say about you, says Claudia. And Dan agrees. He says, I already told Ty and Shania, do what you need to do. I understand. Like, he's not even like, he's like, I gave them a pitch, but like, you know, I'm not going to say anything bad. Again, this seems like the very like sort of low effort, chill Dan that we would expect. Dan says, whoever stays, we have to avenge the other one. And Claudia says, for sure, that's who I'm gunning for as soon as I find out who it is.
I wonder if she'll find out who it is. But I was just kind of like, that was like the last 3 minutes of the update, or like the drop. And I was like, I wouldn't mind a little bit more of this, or maybe seeing who they go and campaign to a little bit or something.
Yeah, that's that's actually everything in my notes. So,
the game. Come on. The game was like 40 minutes.
Yeah, they played a game. Oh yay. I'm sure everyone wants to hear about it.
You know what, though? The game was decent. It would probably be fun if you're playing it in the house, like something
if
to
this
do.
Was it's like, a little bit different. If it was on the feeds and it was one thing right. of like many things, I'm sure there are some people that'd be like, sure. I don't know if anybody's watching this game, like in a daily drop. You know what I mean?
No. So how do you think the editors choose these sections?
It's what would make people upset the most?
That's what it's so we are being disrespected. Right? They're like, let's give them the worst possible drop because we know that they will still watch it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I guess it's only fitting. The last time we had an invisible HOH, the feeds were dead all week. So,
we're getting more than that, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, it's just more of the same. Maybe there's not. I mean, there's not a lot to show, but they're not even showing what there is to show, which is like the only conversations that matter, which is like, why not tell us anything with Ty? How does Ty feel about being saved? You know,
or did Daniel go through with kind of like, hey, Ty, protect these people or whatnot? Like, I would have loved to see a little bit of that. Absolutely. I thought he was going to quit. He didn't quit.
Right. Did Ty tell Claudia who used the veto? Does Claudia know or is she in the dark? Like, I would like to know that. Did they talk to Santina first and get her okay with this? Or did they go in blind? Did Santina tell Jonathan who she would nominate in the event that a veto was used? Or did they go in blind? Like, And we're not going to see half of it on the episodes either.
No. So. Well, I mean, there's so much more to show. They have to show these competitions.
Yeah. It seems like it's going to be a pretty straightforward week from here. I can't really imagine much more to come other than maybe people getting exposed for having power like Santina. But if you know it's Santina, you just keep that in your back pocket in case Ty wins or Claudia wins, and then you rat her out.
Absolutely, I know. I guess we have to wait till tomorrow to see if we find out some more. I don't know. what show are we watching? What is this? So weird. I want to know more. And I'm wondering, okay, so I've been just trying to figure out all the reasons why we're not getting the full thing. So I know that they originally were saying, you know, the mental health of the contestants. Okay. But I truly think that the biggest part was that they have so many sponsors and they don't want to necessarily have any negative things happen in the house that is going to be reflecting poorly on the sponsors. So they probably made a deal with the sponsors that like, hey, we're going to make sure that we curate what we show the audience so that your brands would be protected. But I think the last thing is that I don't think the producers, including Arissa, like the fact that we know more than them. And I think that they're just trying to make sure that they have one up on us. They don't want to look like the dummies that like didn't know that there was a note that was being passed around in the house. Like, I think that they want to be ahead of us and they don't want to feel like they know less than the audience. And so I think that that might be the ultimate reason that they want to feel as though they have the information and the spoilers and they don't want other people to have like a one up on the information.
If we can't know the things because we're not good enough to figure it out, then nobody can.
Right? Only if we tell them, and what we tell them is what they get to know.
You can't tell us we got it wrong if you don't know what is right.
I'm not even joking. It sounds inane, but like, I think it's why.
What a position for Claudia to be in on the block this week after being in such a crushing spot last week. Just quite the fall from grace with the mistakes made seemingly over the course of this week. But that's about where we are. Claudia versus Dan on the block again. Dan should be the one to go home here this week. And then we'll just see where things go next week. But, that's anything else, Chantel?
I forgot to play the stock watch, but then when I went to look, I realized that I had a lot of Claudia stock, and I was like, couldn't they just put up Shania? Like, damn it. Like, I know she already went down, but like, not to sell my, I had Ty stock and Claudia stock because I didn't play for 1 week. I'm like, oh, but I had 10 koozie stocks from the beginning. So I'm just going to ride, hopefully, that one, that out.
All right, there you go.
That's it.
Well, that's what we have for you. Make sure you find me over on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. I will, of course, be live tonight watching tonight's episode where we will see Santina win the HOH and all kinds of stuff that we never saw from her, I assume, in the episode. And then we'll be live after the episode to talk through all of it. So make sure you tune in tonight. And then tomorrow I'll be back with another update. It'll probably be another quick one. I mean, I don't know. Maybe we'll get more, but it does seem like a pretty straightforward week from here. So just stay tuned for it all. Check out the Survivor stock watch as that comes up. And Chantel, what do you got going on?
A lot of the Challenge Global Championship content. So come over to my YouTube channel, Reality Realness with 3 S's, and we'll be watching and recapping a lot of that. So come and hang.
All right. Well, that's it then. Thank you all so much for joining us here today. And I will see all of you next time.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.